A partial reading from our gospel lesson found in Mark chapter 10. And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Please be seated. About 20 years ago, our family lived in rural Delta. And an ice storm came and coated the area with a layer of ice. Power lines were brought down. And our family found that the lights wouldn't turn on. I can testify to that. I'm just used to taking it and flipping the switch and the lights are on. But that didn't happen. And worse yet, the furnace fan would not turn on, so we weren't getting heat upstairs. And the pump in the well would not deliver water to the bathroom or the kitchen. Well, we got together and we melted snow for flushing the toilets. And we went into school and used the locker rooms before anyone was there to take our showers. We looked up and down the road and found that our neighbors were also in the same situation without any power. And several times I tried to turn on light, but nothing happened. Fortunately, the temperature outside was only 29 degrees, so it wasn't real freezing. It was cold, but not freezing outside. Well, when that happened, we went to bed when the sun went down. And the power company gave us no predictions as to when the power would be restored. And when the power went out, we went around to the drawers and we searched for candles and we searched for flashlights. We brought a portable kerosene heater that we would run just a couple of hours to take the chill out of the rooms of the house. And after 3 days, the power came back on. Wow! We found how dependent we were on electricity, how much it is a part of our everyday life. It made me think, as I was preparing for this sermon, how rich we really are. We have electricity. However, many people in the world don't even have electricity. We have a kitchen. We have a freezer, a phone, a garage, and a car to put inside the garage. You know, when all of us sit and just pause and survey our lives, we have to admit, yes, we are rich. Why? That is because of the Bible reading, which is a continuation of last week's Bible lesson. You remember the story of the rich young ruler? I think that he and we have some things in common. His story begins with the rich young ruler doing a very smart thing. He came to Jesus. He asked Jesus, "How can I be saved?" Well, it was for our salvation that Jesus left heaven's high throne and was born into this world, foretold by thousands of years by prophecy and long for many, many, many generations. Jesus was born so that he, as God's Son, would do everything that was necessary to obtain our salvation. So that Jesus, as one of us, would be able to take our place. So that we might have our sins forgiven and heaven as our home, Jesus lived his life as a sacrifice. He fulfilled all of God's laws, which we had broken. His life, from the beginning until the end, was a time of suffering as he was denied, discarded, and disrespected. As all the transgressions of the world were heaped upon him, Jesus' life was filled with injustice and a cruel crucifixion and finally death. So damnation might not be our destiny. So heaven might be substituted for hell. So death might be defeated. Jesus lived and he died. so that you might know beyond any shadow of a doubt that Jesus' work has been completed and death and the devil have been defeated, he rose from the grave on the third day. Jesus is not only the expert on eternal life, he is the giver of eternal life. Now, getting back to the rich man. Sadly, the rich ruler did not look upon Jesus as a savior on the day he knelt before his redeemer. As a teacher, Jesus instructed, "If you want to be saved," he told the rich man, "keep God's laws perfectly." Well, now that should have stopped the rich man right there in his tracks. He should have realized that nobody can keep God's laws perfectly. Each day, each of us sins. Your thoughts today have not all been good, have they? Honesty demands that we confess we have sinned and fallen short of the perfection God expects. The rich young ruler said, "Keep God's laws perfectly? Oh, sure. I've done that ever since I was real, real young." In spite of the rich young ruler's ignorance, and in spite of the fact he really believed what he was saying, Jesus loved him, the Bible says, as he loves us. You are far, far richer than the richest Roman emperor who ever lived. You are certainly richer than the rich young ruler who came before Jesus and asked, "What must I do to have eternal life?" You are rich. And because you are, this morning Jesus is talking to you. He is saying to you, your riches may make you so self-secure, so self-assured, so overly self-confident that you may think that you don't need me. In saying that, Jesus might be right. Most people need a major disruption in their lives, an illness, a problem, a tragedy, before they think about God. You need to realize when Jesus talks about camels and needles, he is talking to you. And what's your reaction? You may be saying, "Are you sure he's talking to me?" The answer to the question is, maybe. If money and earthly possessions are keeping you away from Jesus, get rid of them. Know this. Jesus did not tell every rich person he met to get rid of their money and their earthly possessions. He only said that to people for whom money and earthly possessions was a problem. If Jesus were talking to you today, he would say, "If your job keeps you from me, change jobs. If a romantic relationship is keeping you away from me, get a new romantic relationship. If striving for success is keeping you away from me," well, anyway, you get the point. Don't let anything get between you and faith in Jesus as your Savior. Your salvation was Jesus' greatest motivation when he was in this world. He was declared guilty so that you might, on Judgment Day, be declared innocent. He was rejected so you might never have to be alone. He was without a home so you could be adopted into God's family. He suffered for your peace. He died for your eternal life. Jesus never, ever allowed anything to sidetrack him from his mission to save you. Don't let anything sidetrack you from loving Jesus. Satan will try to use anything, anything to stop you from following your Lord. What is he tempting you with to distract you and take the place of the Lord? Once, A wife told me about her college professor husband who believed everything about Jesus except for the reality of the Lord's resurrection. The man's training would not allow him to go there. The man's heart was not fully committed to the Lord. Do you think that you can earn salvation? You can't. Get rid of that idea. Do you think that maybe, perhaps, you're good enough from heaven? Think again. You are not that good. Only the holy and precious blood of Jesus, shed for you on Calvary's cross, can save sinners from eternal damnation. Know that the devil will use anything, your family, your job, your riches, to ruin the salvation which God freely gives to you. Instead, let God lead you. And he will do this as you attend worship services, as you study his word, as you pray to him for direction in your life. Our lives are full of sin. We sin in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds. We sin by what we do, by not loving our neighbor as of ourselves. And as a result of our sins, the only thing that we can do is stand before God and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then we hear God say to us, my son bled and died to take away your sin. He took the punishment that all of us deserved. And now scripture says, the blood of Jesus Christ cleans us from all sin. Today, this morning, God warns us in our gospel lesson not to trust in riches or in fame. They cannot save you when death comes. Instead, worship the Lord your God. Come to worship, sing his praises, pray to God, and hear God speak to you through his holy word. What is the world to me? My Jesus is my treasure, my life, my health, my wealth, my friend, my love, my pleasure, my joy, my crown, my all, my bliss eternally. Once more, then I declare, what is the world to me? Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.